USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the world loosens their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing dread over what they say is an all but certain wave of death and infections. Columbia University Dr. Ian Lipkin says we're risking a backslide that would be intolerable. President Trump was asked if deaths are on the horizon.
We have to be warriors. We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
Coronavirus cases have continued to rise steadily in many places like Iowa and Missouri since governors began reopening. The president also says he's not dismantling the coronavirus task force.
We'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
About 90% of states have loosened their original coronavirus-related stay-at-home orders this week. Hippolito Grimaldo is a florist in Los Angeles.
We've been closing for a long time, and we had to make some money. Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity. But we promise we're going to take care of the customers.
But there has been concerns by some infectious disease experts that the U.S. is loosening its grip too quickly amid mounting evidence the virus will continue to spread and lead to even more daily deaths. Former head of the CDC, Dr. Thomas Frieden, took his concerns to Congress.
As bad as this has been, it's just the beginning. Until we have an effective vaccine, and unless something very unexpected happens, our viral enemy will be with us for many months and possibly many years.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 218 points, the S&P down 20, and the NASDAQ up 45. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On MSNBC, the Speaker of the House says she's moving forward. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the sexual assault allegations against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are a closed issue, and she's not going to answer questions about the matter anymore.
Do you view this as a closed issue, or what is your response?
Well, it is for me. I have said I am proud to support Joe Biden for president. I believe him when he says it didn't happen, but I also believe him when he says let them look into the records. And that's what they should do. But I'm not going to answer this question again. I will just say I have every confidence that Joe Biden will be a great president of the United States.
A retired NFL superstar has been caught up in a Medicaid scandal in Mississippi. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre facing questions, though currently not charges, for his role in a massive Medicaid misspending scandal in Mississippi. A state audit revealing that the state's Department of Human Services and several nonprofits misspent about $94 million in Medicaid money. It also showed that Favre was paid just over $1 million to make speeches he never gave. Auditors in Mississippi say they're sending their findings to Congress to see if the state would be sanctioned for that misspending.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.